welcome to Mystery Beers episode number 262 of
Brutal Battle, and our worst fears have come to light.
It's not our worst beer.
Kind of, because we have two hoppy beers in front of us, and
We are assuming.
We haven't smelled them. We're assuming they're hoppy. They look like IPAs, and they also look like hazies. So yeah. I hope I'm wrong, we have two hazy IPAs in front of us, because our track record with hazy IPAs on this show is poop. So, not excited. But then you never know.
I thought you were going to say our
worst fears have come to life
because the dog was barking next door.
Oh, well, there's that too. Although this microphone's pretty good. It typically dampens that stuff a lot, so it doesn't really get picked up, but I don't know, maybe.
He's stuck now, though.
Yeah, thankfully. So let's just go. Rip the Band-Aid off. Let's go for it.
It could be good. What's wrong? Get a good one.
I don't know. Like, we do have good hazy IPAs from time to time, but I mean, okay, what would you say percentage-wise of hazy IPAs we've had, what percentage would you say we actually like?
25.
Yeah, maybe somewhere in there. I'd say probably even lower, but they almost look the same.
Like exactly the same.
They do look, yeah. Actually,
I mean, it's like
I think beer B looks a little more opaque than beer A, but they both look like yellow-orange.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, they look like a
hazy very close. They're very close.
Yeah.
All right, let's smell beer A.
It smells good.
It's a little skunky.
Really? I think it smells good.
It's like a slight skunkiness on the end of the nose.
Maybe I like that.
Bubblegum. It's a little bubblegum.
Yeah, I could see that.
I like that smell in IPAs. I like the bubblegum.
The bubblegum. Yeah, you pick it out more than I do. I'm like, oh yeah, I can agree with that, but I rarely pick it out.
It's probably just because I like it.
Dehydrated orange, for sure.
Yeah. Actually, the nose is good, but it's not very robust.
Yeah,
it's pretty low level.
I think medium.
There is a little... In addition to the orange, I feel like there's another small fruitiness, maybe like a mango to
it. That's what I was just going to say.
So it's a little like fruit stripe gummy because of the gum.
Which they stopped making. Did you know that?
No, they did.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. I saw that on like Instagram or something.
I feel like chewing gum in general has got to be on the decline. A lot of people with TMJ issues out there, and
that's just you.
No, but like everyone I talk to pretty much when I tell them that I have TMJ, they're like, oh yeah, I have it. Or I have like a clicking in my jaw. Like everyone has
it. Yeah, I have a clicking in my jaw. I can't chew gum. They recommend I don't
chew gum. Wild, man. Yeah. So many people have it. A lot of it because of stress.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got a lot of stress in their life. Anyway.
I think it smells good.
It does smell pretty good. Actually, I'm getting another like little peachiness coming through as well at the end.
I like this. I just took a sip.
It's very thin on the mouth.
It is a little thin.
Very thin, in my opinion. It's easy to drink.
It's easy. It's not like...
It's definitely hazy.
It's not too bitter. It's not too boozy.
It has that yeasty, almost like baking soda type flavor, like flour, baking flour, a little bit.
I mean, it's just
not terrible.
I like it though. It's not. It's just kind of like your run of the mill.
It's a beer.
Yeah, nothing like super special, but it's not like the worst I've ever had of this style.
Yeah, it's like really like yeasty baking flour on the finish. There is some of that like dehydrated orange flavor up front. I get a little bit of the bubblegum flavor in there too, which I do like the bubblegum of it. I don't know. I'm not wild about that. It doesn't do a whole lot to me.
For me.
It doesn't do a lot to me either, but it's, yeah, I don't know.
Just
the more you drink it, the more it's just like yeasty baking flour flavor.
Yeah. Okay. I'm moving on.
That's the problem with hazy IPAs.
Let me take a little sip of water.
Cleanse your palate. And then B, which, you know, obviously we're not going to comment about the coloration because we already did to a degree. This one smells different, so it's not
the
same
very
beer.
Different. Yeah, wouldn't that be weird if
this is real piney.
It's so piney. I know. That's like as soon as
I like that, though. And it's not even like piney, like okay, this is just like a piney beer, but like it smells like maybe pine needles in there to that level of pininess.
It's also syrupy.
Yeah, it definitely smells syrupy.
It smells maybe like thick and
a little medicinal.
Yeah, sure. It's like thick and
it's very resiny.
Yeah.
Very resiny. Like you
a little sweet.
Gives you an idea it's gonna be pretty viscous, like you almost have to chew it a little bit. It is very sweet. Yeah, it is very sweet. A little bit of that, like, candied Smarties smell to it that I get in some IPAs. Yeah, a lot of pine, though. A little bit of orange, but a lot of pine.
So it's the same, like, dehydrated orange.
I mean, it doesn't smell bad. It smells, yeah, I like it. It smells decent.
I like this one better than the A.
But that's that sweetness is pretty strong in the nose. It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet, yeah. And it is, like, thick and syrupy.
I'll be honest, I don't hate it, though. I like how the... I like the pininess level in that. The pininess is hitting me pretty
sweet.
Well.
It's too sweet for me.
It is very sweet. Oh, it's starting to get a little soapy, too. Yep, it's starting to get soapy. It's really drying on the finish as well. Probably because it's higher ABV. It is tasting like it's higher ABV. It is kind of thick. Yeah, it's tasting around like 8-ish.
Yeah, more higher ABV than it needs to be.
I don't hate it. I don't love it. Like I think what you're pointing out is like the biggest problem with it is it's really sweet. It's like really sweet.
It just isn't balanced.
Yeah, there's no balance going on here. I like the pine at play in there.
Yeah.
And I like that it does have a little bit of, like, a bubble gum to it, actually. And I do like that. But, yeah, it's just so sweet. And it's a
like
little
them
stringent.
And dislike them for different reasons. And I think I kind of like them about the same.
I can see that. Kind of stringent on the finish, too.
Yeah, I think the ABV is too high.
You go back to the first one after having the you go back to A after having B, and it's more fruity, in my opinion, like lighter, fruitier, a little more robust with its hop flavor.
I think I like A a little bit more.
I can see that. I don't even know if it's enough for me to.
I know. I don't
be
know if
a
it's
whole
enough
number difference.
I know
because
we don't do halves. I know. I'm.
They both
the same
have a lot
thing.
Of issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't drink much of either of these, honestly, because as you continue to go on, like, beer A, you're just getting more and more of that yeasty finish that's not great, and if with B, you're just getting more and more of the sweetness with an increased astringency, and that's not great.
Okay. I don't know. After going back to A, I feel like I like it more now.
Okay. I mean, you rate it how you want to rate it.
Okay. I'm ready.
These are getting twos for me, both of them.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not... Like, first impressions, they're pretty decent, but when you keep drinking these, they're just... The worst of them just keeps coming out. And that's, like, what stays with you, are the worst flavors become front and center.
See, I feel like when I went back to A, I'm like, oh, this isn't too bad.
Yeah, I'm twos for both of them. They're both not great.
Okay. Well, I'm giving A a 4.
Okay.
And I'm giving B a 3.
Okay, that's fine. So, overall 3 for A and overall 2.5 for B. Either way, we're not huge.
Yeah, right? For my rating, 5 is average, so they're under average.
You want to do the first one or second one?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, beer B, the loser with overall 2.5, is... I can tell from the label who this brewery is, I bet.
Who?
It looks like Other Half.
No.
It's not? Is it vitamin C?
Nope. It's
foam.
Burlington Beer Company.
Oh, okay. Vermont, with my vitamin C guess, was close.
Vaporwave, a triple IPA.
What's the ABV?
With milk sugar, and what's that?
Terpenes.
What is that?
It's like, I don't know specifically, but it has to do with like a... I think it has something to do with specific like concentration of hop oils is my guess.
I can't even read it. I think it's 10.5. It's hard to read. The writing on this is terrible. It's green on pink. Yeah, it's really bad. Is that 10.5?
10.5, yeah.
Okay.
It is 10.5.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Yep.
That'll get you.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that one. Anyway. That was that one. So let's go with beer number A. The winner.
Have we had stuff in Burlington that we've liked?
Yes.
Oh, we have.
Well, I don't know if we'd liked it so much. I think we were kind of like in the middle.
Yeah.
I think it's only like one or two things. So anyway, beer A winner overall 3 is...
Another Pariah.
Oh, it's another Pariah. Okay, interesting. So obviously out of Baltimore. I know that dude. Oh, man. This is a reference to... why am I blanking? Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which is like, I love that movie. Such a great, great movie. Like, great coming of age comedy from the 70s. And it's got like the Spicoli, character on there. So it's an unfiltered IPA is what they say.
So I know that dude is D-O-O-D.
Yeah. Cause the way he talks on that. 7.1%
alcohol. I'm sorry, what is it? Just an IPA?
Unfiltered IPA.
Unfiltered.
7.1%. They say... The flavors, okay, so they say it's hopped with Chinook, Nelson, and Motueka, and then it has flavors of white wine, lemon, lime, and pear with soft nectarine.
Hmm.
Touches of pale rye, dextrin, and oat malt play a supporting role.
Interesting.
Okay, I mean.
I like their flavor text on there. That's fun.
Sure.
But, I mean, I like that. Yeah. We both liked it more.
No, not bad. Not bad at all. So, cool. Well, this has been kind of a letdown of an episode, especially after last episode.
Yeah.
Last episode was much better.
We're recording them back to back.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing them back to back. So, last episode was a lot better. But, you know, you just never know with these mystery beers.
Some, you lose some.
You're rolling the dice. But we're going to keep doing this type of stuff. I know coming up, we're going to have... I think some beer mails. It depends on what order I release these, but I think some beer mails, which should be fun. And then I kind of want to just go back to doing more mystery beers
because it's fun.
The most fun, in my opinion. But anyway, everyone, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. And until next time,
keep it brutal.